Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Illumination Station, and I'm Aphrodite North.
And I'm Jacqueline. How are you tonight, my friend?
I am hanging in there. I'm doing the best I can, as fast as I can, as usual. How about you?
I am waiting for four more days to go by.
Yeah, but it's still in its shadow until the 13th of May. Okay, so let's be realistic.
I know, but, you know, it'll at least take a little bit of tension off.
I agree. For those of you that are listening tonight and don't know this, Jacqueline and I are both cardinal signs, okay? She's a Libra and I'm a Cancer. And this Mercury retrograde in Aries has been really, really affecting our personal charts, as well as the way that we conduct taking care of all of you. Okay? Right, Jacqueline?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. But the cardinal energy, and Jacqueline talks about this a lot on the show, which I love, if you take the high road, there's less traffic, and you just have to keep the faith and say, okay, next. Right?
Learn to breathe and wait before reacting.
Bonding is rather than reacting, but we all have our trigger points, don't we?
We do. But it is about, okay, there's going to be another answer. People do crazy things, and we're just going to keep on moving forward and not get engaged in the drama of the situation.
Exactly. Not my monkey, not my circus, right?
Absolutely.
You know, I try to keep my sense of humor because I think that that's my saving grace. Okay.
Comedy is a great thing.
But
it can get you through a lot.
Yep. But anyway, it's all good. And in the end game, all we can do is our personal best. You know, like do your best, but God's the rest. And that's, I stand on that truth.
It is. You know, Mars is dancing right in between Saturn and Neptune. So we know it's going to shift. Mars is going to go over Neptune and then go into Aries here soon. And so we know there's a shift ahead. And it is all about that Piscean energy, that flow like the water. Be that energy at this point in time because things are going to start to change. And they're going to change quick. I'm going to tell you that Mars and Aries is going to be an interesting time period for those 2.5 months.
Oh, yeah. But, again, what do you think about the full moon coming up on the 23rd?
Oh, you know, I'm sitting here looking at it right now. That's what I was looking at with the Mars dance there in between them. You know, this is a wonderful transformative time. It is a good time to really make some physical changes. There's a T-square between the moon, Pluto, and the sun on that day. And it's really about that balance. It really is about looking forward and letting go of what holds you back, really allowing yourself emotionally to make a major change in what you hold and what you don't. It's all in how much energy do you want to put into something? How much do you want to do that? What's most important to you? Because, you know, the sun is in Taurus. It's all about personal values and beliefs. It's all about your own personal values and beliefs, not everybody else's, but yours on your own. That's what I think about the full moon. What do you think about the full moon, Aphrodite?
I totally agree with everything you just said. But I see it a little differently. When you're in a fixed T-square, it is important to stand your ground, like you said, on your value and belief system because of the Taurus sun. The moon in Scorpio, trust your psychic instincts. And then Pluto being in Aquarius is about being innovative in that process. You don't want to lose the integrity of what you're embracing, but maybe you can tweak it. You can move it up a notch. You can bring soul spirits that are close to you in to help you through a process. The fixity of a T-square, sometimes I like it because, again, there's not a lot of compromise there, but there is a lot of saying, okay, what is my foundation here? Okay? And then work with that to make it become even like a beautiful castle. That's how I kind of see a fixed T-square. The thing I love about this lunation is that Mars is kissing Neptune. And I love that because many of the people I know that are musicians, they're spiritualists, they do all kinds of great things. I know a lot of people that are, you know, rescuers of animals, things of that nature. Now, Saturn's trailing now because they moved past. But nonetheless, it's still in there about the incredible power of compassion and understanding. Even if you don't have the words to express it, give that hug. Give that smile. How are you today? It's not that hard. And I like it because it softens the energy of fixity in a way where we can still be present and appreciate the moments all around us as we're holding our ground for what we're doing, what we're striving for, what we believe in, and how we are trying to establish that which is our mission here. Is that right?
I agree.
And I do, I love this full moon. Of course, maybe it's because the moon's going to be sitting on my ascendant.
Exactly. Which is sitting on my Mercury.
Mm-hmm. So we're both going to, our psychic stuff's going to be going through the roof, right, in this lunation cycle? Seriously?
Oh, I mean, yeah.
We're already there, but I think it's going to bump up a notch, girl. Be ready.
Oh, I feel it, obviously.
Yes. Yes. I know. You're so there. So, let's take a caller. What do you think?
Okay, how about we do that?
Air code 646, you are on the air. Is this Priscilla?
It sure is. Hi. Hi, Aphrodite. And hi, Jacqueline. So I have some good news and some news that I'm concerned about, which I'm calling about. So finally, I am under contract on my condo. Yay! It happened Friday. I know. That was a long time coming, so I'm very relieved. And thank you for your support all along. Here's number two now, though. We are under contract on a home we purchased. I signed the contract on that on April 1st, and we're having some issues. We are out of attorney review, so I'm bound at least, I don't know. But so we had some inspections done. After you're out of review, you have to have inspections, and the inspector determined that the deck they have is in really bad shape. It's a safety hazard. So it's been a week and we haven't heard back from the sellers, and we're concerned that they won't give us a credit back to rebuild it, like a decent credit that we'll be happy with. What do you guys see in terms of, like, what does the chart say? Will I get a favorable response from the seller? We're just like at our wit's end because they're taking their time. coming. They haven't said anything. And the agent says, oh, you know, give them time, give them time. And we're like, but it's been a week. Like, what are we supposed to do? You know, we have things that we need to plan on our end, and we can't just keep waiting indefinitely. So it's been really frustrating.
Right, but you're doing all this during Mercury retrograde.
I know,
delayed,
I know.
No matter what.
I know, I know.
Okay.
But listen, I also sold my condo on a Mercury retrograde. So I'm not one of those like bleed doom and bleak during Mercury retrogrades. I know some people are and some people aren't, but like, you know, good things can happen. Like, I mean, like I said, I got under contract on my condo, so that was amazing. But I think so anyway, like I signed this contract on the home we're purchasing on April 1st. And like I said, this past week we've been waiting for a response, and it's just been frustrating. And I'm wondering if you guys see anything in my chart that indicates whether we'll get a favorable response in terms of a credit to rebuild a deck.
You want to start after this?
No. Go ahead, Jacqueline.
Okay. Well, Mercury is retrograde. It is under renegotiation, okay?
I know.
I'm not surprised that it's come up at this point in time. It's a matter of patience, okay, because I think you're going to renegotiate this deal. I think, that, again, here, I think
you're going to what? You're cut out. You think you're going to, I'm going to what on this deal?
I think you're going to renegotiate this deal. You know, now the seller has to look at really the realistic part of this is, do they want to fix it before they leave, or do they want you to fix it? Do they want to take money off of the, you know, here again? I agree with your realtor, and I think it's to your advantage. We only have 4 more days until Mercury goes direct. I think it's better if you make an agreement after. And I think you should let it sit this week as well. I think next week is going to be the week that's going to work to your benefit, to where you're going to be able to get the contracts right. Does that make sense?
We can't wait. No, I make sense. I understand, but we can't wait. And she's not really our attorney. She's loyal to the seller. She sort of became our attorney by default.
Okay.
She's a dual representative, but her loyalty is to the seller.
Okay, and here again, have faith in the circumstances. You know, you're still in your Saturn return, and I know you've had a lot of patience. Mm-hmm. So, I know.
I've been asked to be patient, I think, my entire life.
But it is again about this. You know, again, it is about Saturn is opposing your Sun, Uranus, Pluto connection. And it is about just trusting the process and allowing it to go through in its right way. I have to say that. Drama will end. It's a matter of how much stress do you want to put yourself into this, okay? I honestly, it will end. Mm-hmm. You will get what you want out of this. I promise you, it will end for your benefit.
Okay.
What do you think, Ashley?
I totally agree. I think over the last couple of days, that moon being in Virgo, her frustration has escalated. But now it's in Libra. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a good thing. So it's about having, again, the balanced view. Now, the full moon that's coming up is too early in Scorpio to access your Mars. And some people would say it's close enough, but that's not the way I read. But I do think at the same time, because it is accessing your midheaven star in Pisces, that it's going to help your dream to come true. And again, it's a metaphysical thing. So I'm not talking about dollars. I'm not talking about contracts. I'm talking about your deepest intention to do the right thing, then do the right thing for you. Okay?
Have them do the right
thing
for me.
And that's kind of where that's at. We had that Uranus conjunction with Jupiter yesterday in Taurus, which rules real estate. And of course, it's still going to be conjunct for a little bit. And that's been a major passage that's going on. And it was opposing your vertex in Scorpio, which means to me that what you've invested in is going to be surprisingly even more abundant. Okay?
Oh, really? Oh,
so I'm going to tell you, it's worth the wait. I'm just going to tell you from what I'm seeing here, and I think Jacqueline agrees with me, but in a different way, I think it's worth the wait. Okay?
Okay. Okay. Gee. All right. So that conjunction you say is favorable, because I was wondering, I was like, how is this impacting me? Because I know, I think it's in my seventh house, the Uranus, Jupiter.
Natally, yes.
Right?
And,
natally.
But not where you live now. Where you live now is in your 12th house. Things going on behind the scenes.
I see.
And your benefit. And the 12th house has a lot to do with faith and those things that lie beyond the veil, and not letting your fear rob you of your confidence. Don't let that happen. I'm just feeling really good about this. And now you're a very territorial woman, aren't you?
Territorial. I don't know. I guess it depends on exactly the context of territorial. I guess so. I mean, yeah. What's mine is mine.
Okay.
And I'd like
That's right. And you have to remember that this conjunction is in square to your Mercury, which is in Leo, okay? And so because of that, you're saying to yourself, it's mine. It's mine. Why aren't you handing it over to me? I'll get this.
No, it's more like, look, just let us know. If you don't want to work with us, like, fine. Just give us our deposit back and let us move on. But don't just keep us waiting, because we're trying to plan our schedule here. The house needs so much work, and painters are calling us, and flooring guys are calling us. Like, when can we set the schedule? And we keep saying we don't know, because there's an outstanding issue and the seller's not responding. So it's like their lack of communication is affecting us and our decisions and timeline. So, you know, it's just
I hear you. It's a domino effect.
Yeah.
I hear you. And it really sucks that this happened.
It sucks.
Okay.
Absolutely.
It really
does.
Yeah.
In a word.
Exactly. That's a great word. Yeah. I think what
I'm telling you, you know, this Mercury retrograde is a crazy one and not fun, okay? And you're hitting your core issue at this point in time. In your natal chart, this full moon is going over. Your ascendant is conjuncted, by the way. But on the other circumstances, the fact is that it in the end result, and this is why it keeps saying have faith, in the end result, you're going to be able to manage this whole entire thing well, and it's going to work out perfectly for you. And you have to keep that in mind. Know your abilities, okay? Trust in your own innate abilities, because this can work. I promise you, this can work for you, but it may be a little dramatic and it may be a little challenging. And you've got a whole bunch of, a string of people who are now frustrated, and you're like, I didn't do it. You know?
Yeah, exactly. No, it's true. I mean,
again, if you're going to believe in the divine, you have to believe in divine timing. Okay?
I do.
Yes, it will work out the way it's supposed to. And, again, try to keep yourself in a good spiritual space. Be as patient as you can. Just do your personal best and let God do the rest.
Right.
Okay? That's the way to go for now. Okay?
Thank you. Yeah, no, you're right. I just have to continue to be patient. Thank you both so much. And I was so happy, like, eager to share the good news, because this was a long time in the making, and you were a part of the journey. So I'm very happy that at least on one end, I'm under contract and there's no, you know, snafus, knock wood. And hopefully the other side will get resolved soon. Thank you for your support and advice. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you both.
All right. We love hearing from you, sweetheart. You keep us posted.
Thank you. I shall. Have a wonderful day. Thank you.
All right. You too. God bless. All right. Bye.
Bye.
Long journey, huh?
Yeah.
But
she's there.
I know she's there. Are you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Air code 415.
Hi.
You're on the air. Is this
Jessica?
Jessica.
Yep, you're right.
How you doing, lady?
I'm good. Full steam ahead here. Yeah.
So what do you need from us tonight?
So I just want to confirm my birth date since Jacqueline wasn't found somebody else last time. So it's 7/16/77, and it's Allentown, Pennsylvania.
Got it.
Awesome. Okay, so I was curious where this
Scorpio
full moon is. Allentown. It's A L L E N.
Oh, I know that place. Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
And you're born in
77, yeah.
Thank you. Just want to make sure I'm looking at the right chart. So I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. So tell us what you need now, honey. Okay.
I'm curious where this full moon is hitting me, like what house and what activity you see going on with that.
Well, it's hitting you in your natal chart, in the 10th house of your career, and it is conjunct your Uranus. Do you want me to go further? It is in conjunct your Mars. It's in a T-square with this Pluto that we talked about in the beginning of that, and your Sun. So here again, there's lots of activity for this full moon for you.
Moon, look at her moon is even more involved than her son.
Okay, well, you know, there's a lot of activity going on.
Right?
Well, I basically want to hear good news. So whatever good news you can share, because it sounds like T-squares are a little bit rough, but I mean, I'm still working away with this building the career here, moving into making money, and just settling myself. You know, it's been a lot of hard work.
Yes. Yes, and I know that. But, again, now I'm going to just say something because I was born with no earth in my chart. Okay? I'm sorry, but that's the truth. And what I see this is about you prospering in all your ways. Get out of the sense of self-sacrifice and get into the winner's circle is what I'm going to recommend today.
Yeah, that has been 100% my focus. Like, let's rebrand myself. Mm-hmm. You know, like, let's already have arrived. Yeah.
Yes.
What do you see, Jacqueline?
Because of what's going on next for you. Okay, you have to remember... And Mercury is retrograde right now. But that's good because it allows you to tweak what you've already been creating, okay? This is the time to do your finish up. This is your time to know those people that have supported you, what options are available. And as Jacqueline pointed out earlier tonight in the show, it's just a few more days. But Mercury is still in its shadow until the 13th of May. Just so you know this. It gets better every day, but it has to do with dealing with a day at a time, a meeting at a time, okay? And the pieces of your puzzle you're trying to put into that beautiful vision that you have in your mind's eye, okay? What do you think, Jacqueline?
I agree. Okay. And I'm sorry, Jessica, but you still have a little bit more of due diligence work to do, okay? I'm going to say June, okay, is really going to feel a whole heck of a lot better for you, okay? But I want you to look at this differently, after that's right, about how it starts to disconnect and how things start, you know, just to make these little tweaks and shifts along the way. Because, again, here, remember this Mercury retrograde danced on top of your south node, okay? And just completely...
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
All that old stuff that, you know, that you didn't like came back with us. And it's going to go direct, and it's going to pass over it again. Once it passes over it, it's going to be a whole heck of a lot better. But here again, I say... with this full moon, it's a great time for you to be enlightened and awakened. This is something I would do. I would be open to what is still needs tweak, gathering more information, getting, you know, more of you out there saying, hey, this is my passion, this is what I am, this is what I'm doing. All of this is a piece and a part of the process. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not one of the people that are scared by Mercury retrograde. I always like it. It is time for me to, like, go over my past projects, like, update. But I like it because I always, I mean, it's been a long journey with all my projects because then I'm always like, well, like, let's produce money for me already here. And it's been a lot of tweaking over many years. So they come back around. But I here for the most part come to peace with that. I think you just kind of confirm stuff for me. I mean, where is the bad thing? Because I know the T stuff is like, I mean, I don't want to get scared of anything, but when you say T square, like, why has this been so much work for me? Like, I put out a lot of energy to the universe, like a lot of effort, a lot of energy, and this has really been my path. Like, I mean, why did I set that up like that? Like, yeah,
I'm going to tell you something, and some of this is psychic, and some of this is astrological. Okay, so I want to tell you something, what's going on. If you can really understand the integrity of what's going on with this full moon, okay, this full moon is at 4 degrees of Scorpio. Your Chiron, your wound healer, is at 5 degrees of Taurus, in exact opposition. The sun is going to be sitting on your Chiron, your wounded healer. This is about the temple within you. This is the temple that's within your body. This is the temple that knows no fail. Okay? And it's teeing off with Pluto in Aquarius, which says, be innovative. It's opposing your moon in Leo. Follow your heart and your higher mind and get rid of the anxiety. Get rid of the dreadful. Say, this is my temple, and I'm building it from the ground up. And I see it standing strong. And take back your courage at this time.
Yeah, I mean, I truly am building it from the ground up. Like, with concrete and stone and, like, yeah.
Yes.
That is exactly how that's been.
Own it and let it be an extension of the standing temple you are within your physical body, so it can manifest in a way that brings you not stress, but wonderment, okay?
Yeah, and I'll tell you, I did manifest something that was, like, beyond my comprehension the last couple of days.
Ooh, cool. Tell us.
Yeah, so I got an email, I won't share who it is, but from this royalty, some royalty in another country. I got an email about my services from this person that I couldn't even comprehend it because this person is a billionaire. And I was like, holy shit. You know, like, we don't really hear about wealth like that. And this person was contacting me directly through my LinkedIn account. I thought it was, like, maybe a joke at first
but it was real.
So I'm not working with that person. And, like, Spirit was saying, hey, this is a sign. I want you to get used to basically what's to come. But, like, it was... I kept saying, is this for real? Is this for real? And I said to myself, stop saying that. It is for real. Get comfortable with this wealth. Get comfortable with this power. Like, this is what you're manifesting. So, yeah.
Yes.
That was incredible.
Yes. And
on the other side
and
of
then,
it.
Yeah. And sometimes the little passages in our life, they're frustrating us. They seem to be holding us back. They're just a small piece of the journey, okay? So with a fixed T-square like what we've got going on here, and actually in your chart, it's a grand square. So because of that, never lose the vision, no matter what shows up. Realize what's real and what can be a delusion of a sort, a doubt, which you don't need to carry that with you right now. Your key point to me right now is courage. Do you agree with me, Jacqueline?
I agree. Courage is what you need right now. That's it. Be bold.
Okay. Yeah, because then on the flip side of it is that, you know, money stuff has come up again, that it's been very low. And I was like, you know, not this again. Like, I was kind of crying about that the last, like, you know, 24 hours. I was like, you know, I was like, just keep going. You know, like, I guess that's where the courage that you're talking about, because I was like, I want to heal this for good, that I'm not keeping going in loops with this, that I'm like constantly, you know, even though I'm putting out so much energy and effort, like there's still this lack going on here, which I know is I know it's past life karmic thing. I just want to heal it for good. It's been going on for years.
Right. But we have to go to the next caller, honey, because there's all these people waiting. And but we support
okay.
you. We appreciate you. And know you're in it to win it, and we're behind you, okay?
That's awesome. Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, thank you, guys.
All right, God bless you. Okay. All right, bye-bye.
Bless you
good night.
Too.
A lot on that plate.
I looked at it and I was like, oh,
yeah.
Wow. She's got a lot of moving parts right now.
I know. But she's going to have strength to pull this off, and I know that too. Okay?
Yeah.
Are you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Echo 203, you are on the air. Is this Pat from Connecticut?
It is. Hello, ladies. I called in not right on time to give other people a chance because I've been getting on every week. But I thought, well, maybe I'll just listen. But thank you because I could use a pep talk like everyone else.
And these are challenging times that we're going through, but you know what? That's why we need to stay together as spiritual beings and help each other get through. That's why Jacqueline and I love doing this show so much.
And boy, do you help us. We, you know,
yeah.
What would we do without
again, us? I mean, because we respect our gifts and we respect every spirit that comes to us. Okay? We are so, I love her. She's been one of my best friends forever at this point. It's crazy.
Oh, that's wonderful.
So what's your big question tonight?
Just, you know, more of the same. In particulars, I just got a $1,500 dental bill, which I need to do bone surgery and stuff. And, of course, insurance doesn't cover it. You know, I've got the insurance for the low-income people, and they will not cover it. It's just that's the way. And still struggling. I've got my hopes right now on HRT. I realize I have been – I lost my life at menopause. 20 years ago. And right now, I'm hoping to see a doctor about HRT and see if that's maybe the answer. I just, you know, it's been 20 years of just not being able to be who I was. And it's getting worse with age, or I'm not sure what, where I live. I just, you know.
But you know, Pat, you're only born... You're only born about 12 days before me. And I just had oral surgery 10 days ago.
Yeah.
And my jawbone was involved.
Yeah,
okay?
I know.
I'm better
yeah.
now, and it's getting better
yeah.
every day, but it has been a challenge. Okay, now, are you on Medicare?
Yes. Medicare doesn't do any dental.
You have a rider for your Medicare.
No, what does that mean, a rider?
Well, I have a rider. I have what they call Medicare Complete. So I have Medicare and I have United Healthcare. And they work together, and I got their dental program. And everything I just went through, they covered it. Okay? And it only cost me like $37 a month to have that rider on my Medicare. So I want to just tell you that only because I didn't have it until last December. I decided I was going to go ahead and pay the extra money for it. And guess
right.
what? It just paid off.
Yeah.
It just paid off. Okay? But, you know, right now you have a lot of squares in your chart, right, Jacqueline? I mean, we can't even count them, can we, Jacqueline?
No. There is no way of counting all of them. None.
I know. I mean, there is a lot of stress here. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, and I just got a health scare about my, oh, God, my carotid artery. And my doctors want more statins, and that's freaking me out because I'm so against statins. And, yeah, that kind of, those two things hit me with dealing with everything else and, you know, doing all my pep talks. Can I ask you, United Healthcare, what's offered here is like $125 card cash a month and this and that, and it's a bit of a scam. I don't know if that's what you're talking
about.
Yes. It's not.
See, I went through Medicare Complete. I went to the Medicare program to get this.
Okay.
You want to talk to them directly, you want to talk to Medicare Complete.
Okay.
And that's what they do, is they give you a rider. Some people take Humana, some people take other ones. But United Healthcare was very good for me when I was pre-Medicare. I had that as my actual insurance. I paid through my business down in Florida, and they supported me then. So I chose to go with them this time around. And, again, it's really a good program. They give you money, so much money a month and stuff, even for groceries. They give you free things that you can get at the pharmacy that are not prescription. They do give you a lot of benefits that a lot of the other ones don't. I want you to investigate this, so that's going to take some of your concerns away moving forward, okay?
You know, I've looked into that twice, and there's a risk of not being able to have the doctors that you already have when you join
that's
up
right.
with one of
but
them.
But when you go to and you read the providers, what you do is you go to the ones that are five-star. That's what I did. I went to the doctors that were on the program. They were five-star. And I switched, and I never looked back. Okay?
Wow.
And I know that sometimes it's a security. We're cancers. There's a security
to
have
your
same doctor. But I have to tell you,
right.
I got the best chiropractor I've ever had. I got the best doctor. I got this new dentist who I adore. He's great, and so is his staff. I have to tell you, I feel like I'm in a cloud right now.
That's amazing. That's amazing. I'll look into it.
And that's what you have to look at as the resource management for you, and knowing that many of the really good doctors and dentists and such like that, they do accept a lot of these Medicare insurances with riders. The good ones accept many, okay?
Okay.
And that's how I lucked out again, okay?
Okay.
We're born just a few days apart, so I wanted to share that with you tonight.
I know. I appreciate
but it's true.
It. I really do. I really do.
Yep.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Now, as far as what's going on with your cardiologist, when was the last time you saw your cardiologist?
I just had an MRI, and the plaque in my carotid artery has increased. So they're going nuts about getting me on more statins, and I don't deal with statins well, and I'm on the conspiracy.
Is it the right or the left carotid?
Left, I'm assuming.
You're assuming? Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So I'm going to tell you something. Mercury's retrograde. And you do this during a retrograde. Get a second opinion.
Okay.
Get a second opinion to see, because, again, the sun's in Taurus now, which rules the earth energy. It's the temple of the body. It's going to be opposing the moon on this full moon coming up here in a couple of days. And there is a procedure where they can actually go in with a small loop into that carotid artery, and they can literally just take the plaque off. If it's not completely engorged, they can do it, and it's an outpatient surgery. Okay.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. my stroke doctor said, no, you can't do surgery for it, which I just think she's jumping on the statins. Yeah, you're right. I need to talk to more people. Oh, God.
Get another opinion, and don't get yourself so stressed out that you raise your blood pressure and make it worse, okay? So
that's right. I know, another opinion.
What do you think, Jacqueline? I'm sorry I over-talked you on this one, but I just feel like
that's
she's my soul
okay.
sister.
Oh, yeah, and that's okay. Everything you said is 100% correct, so, you know, I can't say, you know, that you said anything wrong. What I'm saying is, what I'll add to that is that it is about trusting your instincts as well, like going on the stand. You know, there's a reason why it's called a practice, okay? And we are the consumer. We have the choice to choose if we like their diagnosis or not, okay? And it is about taking your time. And again here, I say go see someone else. Get a second opinion. I'm right on board with her with this. Because Mercury's going direct in 4 days, and I think you'll get a different result, okay?
Okay.
And work what you know. Stand your ground on your truth. We've been talking about that with this stuff. And it is about you following, no, I can't do it that way. I'm not going to go on these statins. I hear you. Statins are like the worst, okay? I've seen some stuff happen, people taking statins. I don't know whether it's helping or hurting. That's a double-edged sword right there. So
exactly.
I hear you. There are options. Again, newer technologies, there's other things out there. And so I say pursue that at this point in time. And you
Thank
get
you.
Sure that you really want, okay?
Okay. Okay. Thank you for that. What's frightening is once you have a stroke, and mine was very, very mild, they're literally telling you within, the next morning, your risks of having a stroke are so much greater now, and you've got to go on this stuff, and you're going to die if you don't, and if nothing else, it keeps the plaque, and they just scare the heck out of you. But they're so convinced that this is the truth, and it could be, but then I go to the other side and my Facebook groups, people are paralyzed and in wheelchairs from statins, and I'm confused. I have a real hard time trying to figure out what's right.
And you need to go outside the system you're working with right now. In other words, get outside of the system you're in right now because all these doctors speak to each other. I am going to encourage you to go a little farther away and get a very fresh opinion, get your medical records together, and go outside the system you're in right now. Take that journey, okay? And take it with love and hope in your heart. Say, let's see what happens next. What are my options? When somebody gives me only one option and they feed me fear, I back up. I back up right away. Oh, yeah.
But, I did go outside the system. I finally found an ND that took insurance, and he's the one that convinced me to go on statins. Okay,
right.
I know.
I'm going to encourage you to do one more time because
I
think there's another alternative where you're not going to be living in fear. You're going to be living in faith, and that's where I'd like to see you.
Yeah, faith. That's what I need, faith. Do you see any improvement financially? Then I'll go.
I don't really see that as being a target point. I don't know if it's about finances as much. It's about your inner security to deal with the resources you have, maybe bump them up a notch. I'm not seeing you go down financially. I just think that, you have this fear of, losing everything. But I think part of that's because you've been medically compromised. So, again, and we talked about this with our last caller. You've got your moon in Leo. Try and bring your courage back. Bring your courage back. Okay?
Okay. All right. Love
you,
lady.
Girl.
Thank you so much.
Keep us posted because we're on your side, sweetheart. Okay?
I know you are. God bless you. God bless. Thanks so much.
God bless you, sweetheart. Sweet night. Wow. Her chart looks like mine did a month ago, Jacqueline. Oh, my God. Wow.
You'll have that.
Seriously. And by the grace of God and just saying, all right, I want to go for this. I've gotten through it and I'm healing well. But, again, sometimes you just have to sit quietly and listen to that still small voice inside of you in order to make it happen. That's how it
yep.
really works. Yep. All right, so you're ready for the next one.
Okay.
Oops. Try again. Air code 201, you are on the air.
Hi, lady.
201. Hi.
This is Jackie. Hi.
Hey. Hi, Jackie. Hello. How are you, sweetheart?
I'm okay, taking one day at a time. Waiting
well,
for
the
shift
right?
to continue. I know. Since we had an earthquake, it's been kind of like wait and see. Things
are
on
January
its way.
5th at 65?
Yes.
And where do you live now that you had an earthquake?
New Jersey.
With one T, P-A-T-E-R.
Were you okay?
And so,
yes, I think I was, I to be honest with you, right before this happened, I was going through a very emotional moment. I was really trying to block some tears, and I was talking to my father and the spirit, and then all of a sudden it happened. But it wasn't no shaking, it was the sound. And to me, it felt like it was a response to what I was speaking to him.
Well, you know, what happened yesterday is Jupiter, the planet of good fortune and abundance, the largest planet, was conjunct Uranus, the planet of surprises, lightning bolts, hurricanes, and earthquakes in the heavens above us. So, although it felt personal, it was collective.
Yes,
okay.
I realized that. I just know that it was like a response to me on the soul level. I'm not really exactly sure, but I know I was asking for help with navigating some things.
So you felt like an inner earthquake? Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, but it really felt more like a tornado to me because I didn't feel any shaking.
Okay.
With the sound.
Right. But you're okay, and you're still standing, right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, good.
Yes.
And, you know...
So what do you need to know from us tonight? Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Jacqueline. Sorry.
Okay. I'm going to say it this way to you, Jackie. Is that Mars is in trine to that Uranus-Jupiter connection, okay? And it's also on the other side dancing with your Pluto. When we go into Eastern astrology, they say there are no coincidences. You know, it's all karma. And, you know, I would look at it as that. You have several trines of blessing lines going back and forth, and this you still have that Jupiter conjunction, even though it's leaving you. You still have that Jupiter conjunction with your Jupiter, and you're in your Jupiter return. And so I say take the sign. Look at the positive answer for that and really see, you know, how that can inspire you, because I think it was divine that you picked that time to do that. I think karmically that you decided that was what was going to happen. Your Neptune is in trine to Saturn and Mars, okay? And so your subconscious actions may be taking over for your own greater advantage at this point in time.
Okay. Well,
can I ask you a personal question, Jackie?
Yes. Yes.
Are you a diabetic?
It runs in my family, but none of that shows up in any of my blood work. But I do deal with, like, intense thirst at different times. A little hyperglycemia. I've been, you know, told that there may be an indication of that. But it's not necessarily showing up.
All right. Well, usually diabetes skips a generation. The generation in between can develop what they call hypoglycemia, where the blood sugar runs too low. Now, have you had times when all of a sudden you couldn't concentrate because you didn't eat or take good care of yourself? Because that's what I'm seeing today. Okay. I want you to concentrate on eating small meals 4 times a day and make sure there's a protein constituent. If you're a vegetarian, use, you know, beans and maybe cheese. If you're not, I would like to see you look at your glycemic index right now, only because I think it's going to stabilize you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because then what you're doing is you're putting attention back to your wellness and yourself rather than your circumstances. Are you following me on this?
Yes, absolutely. I'm looking for the sunshine.
Yes, because you know what?
So just bathe in it.
You've got some great
plants
in Sagittarius. You know, your positive attitude is the most important thing you can embrace right now is a positive attitude. You know, you don't have to go and run down the road or take a bicycle, but it's time for you to stay mobile and as flexible as you can in your own thinking. The one thing that Mercury retrograde is doing for you and has been, it's trying to access your positivity with your Venus and your Mercury both in Sag. So because of this, no matter what happens, say, okay, that's a sign. What do I do now? And look forward to the next step you need to take with positivity. Do you agree with me, Jacqueline, on this one?
Oh, I do.
Ladies, I agree with you as well, because when this occurred, right, the real reason why I was at a breaking point was because my husband doesn't have the positivity right now. He's been down in the dump. And when I get high, and I know that no matter what it looks like, it's going to come into fruition, and my vision, you know, there's a time when I need him to just, like, be real positive, but because of his circumstances, he's, like, doubting Thomas with everything. And I had a moment where I silently broke, and I went within, and I was having a heart-to-heart with my father. And I had to, I was fighting the tears. I didn't want them to see it was him and a plumber. And just when I was going in a drawer, I closed the drawer, then it happened. And I took everything as a sign that no matter what it looks like or feel like, I'm going to be all right, but I want my partner who's going through, you know, the biggest test of his life to understand
perfect,
that it's going to be all right. Cause, you know, because after all, you know, he right now he's dependent on me. So, I remind him all the time that you can't expect me to do if you're going to be negative, because that deflates my balloon in such a way that it throws me into a real dark place. And I
like
have to push myself
back out. Throwing a wet
blanket
on someone. I get it. Yeah. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I would go into it, and I agree that, you know, here again, it's all about that positive attitude. It's all about, okay, you know, you've got the circumstances, but this is where we're going and this is what we're doing. And, you know, you don't put that negative on, you know, don't be negative around me, because this is why I'm here, is to keep you going and to keep you moving. So when he does that and he starts to go down that path, let him have his own peace, but don't have it in your space. Again, go, if you want to do that, talk to the wall, talk to something else. I don't care. But when I'm here, it's all about we can do this.
Yes.
Okay.
And you can extend your positivity onto him. maybe a different way. Say, that's not the way this is going to go right now because we want the best results. So this is what we're going to do now. Okay? You're going to have to be firm, girl.
Of course. I had no other choice. I got to get up and keep pushing. It's been me against the world.
I mean, I know he's your dad, and you know you have this thing, and your husband, too. I mean, right now, again, you're fighting a battle on many fronts. But keep your positivity at the end of the conversation, at the end of the day, okay? Be thankful for what you have. Know you are doing your personal best because you don't know how to do less than that. And say to yourself, I've done my best. Because sometimes people will not listen. But you can be planting seed that will bear fruit in its season. Know that. So the next time the issue comes and say, we talked about this before. Remember what we did? You did what I told you to do, and you were better, weren't you? And remind them. Okay? Gently. Gently. But remind them. Okay?
Okay. Could I give you his birthday?
Right.
You just
Laurel,
tell
not
me
to go off the air and all that, but I'm so glad you called
okay.
in tonight. And,
okay.
And we totally
all right.
support
Thank
your
you,
spirit.
Ladies.
You're just a really good woman. And I want you to practice being happy, even if you're just sitting there by yourself, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
I appreciate you, lady,
all
so
right.
much. Namaste.
Namaste. God bless you. Good night.
Good night.
Wow. Yeah. Well, I don't think we have enough to do another one. We're like less than 2 minutes to go off the air. So maybe we should tell them where they can find us, Jacqueline.
Okay. Well, they can call me at 772-286-2720. How about you, Aphrodite?
They can reach me at 540-613-1070. This has been the Illumination Station, and we love doing this show and getting you to understand your universal self. And we'll be back here next Sunday night between 6 and 7 and serving you one more time.
Have a good week. Good night.
Happy full moon. Good night.